Our first story concerns Marco and Laura, not the kids who sat next to you in biology. These are the names of two storms that are currently circulating in the Gulf of Mexico, and Marco was expected to be the first to make landfall in the United States. That was set to happen Monday night or Tuesday morning. People along the coasts of Louisiana and Texas were preparing for it. The good news is that though Marco was a Category 1 hurricane at one point with wind speeds of at least 74 miles per hour, it had weakened to tropical storm status by Monday. And meteorologists said it could lose even more strength while moving near the U.S. coastline. Still, strong winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes are possible in the region. And forecasters were particularly concerned about storm surge, a rise in seawater levels pushed ashore by major storms. Another system named Laura could make matters worse. When we produced this show, Laura was in the Western Caribbean headed toward the Gulf of Mexico. When it gets there, meteorologists expect Laura will strengthen from tropical storm status to hurricane status. Initial projections estimated that Category 2 levels were possible, which carries wind speeds of at least 96 miles per hour. If Laura stays on track to hit Louisiana, as its likely path indicated, the storm could further complicate any recovery efforts in the state. One thing officials are concerned about is a short window of time between the two storms. Will they be able to help people in need before the second one arrives? How long will the lights be out if Marco knocks out power? Those aren't the only concerns about having two storms in the same region near the same time.